Exodus chapter 20. And we're going to think again and read about the laws of God. And today we're going to read the fourth commandment about the Sabbath. I'll read from the ESV. Exodus chapter 20, verse 8, and we'll read to verse 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the seventh day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, or your male servant or your female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who's with you within your gates. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, and rested on the seventh day. Therefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and made it holy. Amen. Before we begin, should we turn on a fan or anything? When I was sitting there, it seemed kind of hot. Maybe because I'm sick, but does everyone feel like okay, or do you want the fan on low? Low? Sugam says low. What do you sisters think? Fan? Okay, let's turn it on one, because if it's very hot, there's that one there too. If it's very hot, people fall asleep. Like Spurgeon said, the next best thing, the greatest blessing on the congregation is the Holy Spirit. He said the second greatest is fresh air for people trying to listen to the preaching. So, all right. We just read about the Sabbath. Look again. I don't want to get off track. Look back at verse 8 through 11. Remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. That's the main command. And then he gives some extra details. You can work for 6 days. You should work for 6 days. Don't be lazy. But the seventh day, and for the Jews, this was Saturday, is a Sabbath. Sabbath means rest. It's their word for rest. The seventh day is a rest to the Lord your God. On it you shall not do any work, not you, not your family, not anyone in your house, or even anyone that's a foreigner that's living with you. Whoever is in your city, whoever is in your gates, you are Israelites. This day is holy. Don't work. Why? Verse 11, in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth and the sea and all that is in them, and he rested on the seventh day. Do you remember in Genesis? Maybe some of you are learning in your science class. God created the world in 6 days. And on day one he did this, and on day two he did this, day three he did this. But finally, after 6 days, it was all finished. And the seventh day he rested. And so he wants us to remember creation, that he's our creator. Remember, he rested then and enjoyed his creation, and we're to rest. And so therefore, he set apart the seventh day as a Sabbath, as a rest for his people. And it's a holy day. Now, that's what we just read. And I want to try today to make this very simple and clear for everyone. This command, perhaps out of all of the Ten Commandments, is the most confusing for people. We understand don't worship idols. We understand don't murder and don't steal. And many of these things, they're easy for us to understand. But this one is difficult. And it's especially difficult because of the relationship between the Old Testament and the New Testament. So today I'm going to try to explain what this means and what God's will is for your life today. Now, many Christians disagree about the Sabbath. I am preaching on the laws of God. I could have chosen many of the laws in the New Testament to focus on, but instead I chose the Ten Commandments because they summarize the law in a very nice, neat way, categorizing different things that are good and different things that are bad. And I can't skip number four, because if you skip things in the Bible, you're a bad preacher and you'll have a bad church. We have to know all of the Bible. So today, we're going to talk about the Sabbath. What did it mean for the Jews, and what does this mean for the church? I believe they're very different, but they're at the core, it's the same message, it's the same essence. I've tried to explain how the Bible is God's word from beginning to end. Everything in it is His will. But sometimes when you read the Old Testament, you have to understand there's a simple meaning and there is a deeper meaning. The simple meaning is outward in the body or physical things. The deeper meaning is spiritual in the heart. And the kingdom of God, Jesus said, is within you. And many times, these things in the Old Testament, it's not the real thing. It is a shadow or a type, and the deeper meaning is found in Christ. So I want to begin today by saying this. The Sabbath is picturing, is shadowing something that's fulfilled in Christ. Just like all the other commands, like when we talked about idols. For the Jews, it had a physical, simple meaning. Don't worship an idol, don't make an idol. Just like in India, they make physical idols and they worship them. This is a sin. But that's only the simple meaning. The deeper meaning is idols in the heart. When you love money, or you love your family, or you love your girlfriend or boyfriend more than you love God, that is the God that you worship. You're not worshiping God, you're worshiping money. You're worshiping your school. You're worshiping yourself, or many other things. With idolatry, there's a simple and a deeper meaning. And so I believe it's the same way with the Sabbath. Let's first talk about the simple meaning. What does this mean for the Jews? They were God's people. He took them out of Egypt, right? First you had Abraham, then his family grew, but his children became slaves to the Egyptians. And who brought them out? Moses. Moses brought out the Israelites from Egypt. And who gave them these 10 laws and all the other 613 laws? Moses. God spoke with Moses on the mountain. He said, teach the people. And this command, though we see God resting in Genesis on the seventh day, this command was given through Moses. And the Sabbath, if you really study the Bible very closely, the Sabbath was the sign of the Mosaic covenant. Mosaic covenant means the covenant during Moses' day that God gave to Israel through Moses. This was the sign. Similar to when believers take baptism or when believers take the Lord's Supper, for the Jews, the sign of Abraham's covenant was circumcision. They circumcised their baby boys. And the sign for the Mosaic covenant was the Sabbath. This was a symbol. It was a sign that was very unique. They didn't do any work on Saturday. The rest of the nations might work on Saturday, but the Jews rested, and this was God's command for them. And it was so serious, God said, if someone breaks this law, they will no longer be an Israelite. You will cut them off from the people. They'll not live in your cities. They'll not be counted among the Israelites. They won't be right with God. They are outside of the people. If you don't listen to me, if you don't obey the Sabbath rest, you're gone. Your life is over. You're finished. And they even found one man. It was Saturday, and he went outside to work, and he was picking up sticks, picking up wood off the ground to collect, maybe to make a fire, maybe to sell. And they caught this man on Saturday, and they said, Moses, what shall we do with this man? And he said, stone him with stones and kill him because he worked on Saturday. So you realize this was very serious for the Jews. Now, you might be thinking, why? Why was it so serious? And I'm saying this. The Sabbath rest, the day Saturday for the Jews was serious because God wanted to teach them something very important. Like you would teach your child in a very simple way, he was taking this day to teach them about rest. Because rest is very important to God. Resting, resting. Now we're going to get eventually to what resting really means in the Christian life for the church. But a long time ago, thousands of years ago, and the Jews would still observe it today, that on Saturday they had to rest. God wanted no works. He wanted no working. He wanted resting. And so that was their command. And they followed it. They didn't make a fire. They didn't have fun and play games. The Lord told them, don't do that. They didn't go on long journeys, traveling. They didn't do many things that they might do on the other days of the week. It was a day they set aside for resting, for thinking on the Lord, for coming together as a group, assembling. And when you get to the New Testament, this is still going on. They're still following the Sabbath. And it's given here, this command was given explicitly for the first time in Exodus chapter 20. So, this is number four. For the Jews, it's a very simple meaning. On Saturday, don't work. This day is holy. You set aside the whole day to worship God or to pray or to rest. But it's not to do any work. Now that's simple. That's easy. But our relationship with God is much deeper than this. And this is not what I believe God is telling the church to do. For example, there is a group of Christians. They're called Seventh-day Adventists. Have you all ever heard of Seventh-day Adventists? SDA. Well, SDA, they say we're Christian. And we follow the Bible and we believe in Jesus Christ. The only problem is, I never realized this when I was a little boy. I heard they go to church on Saturday, not Sunday. Well, why do they do that? Because the SDA church believes that Exodus 20, verse 8, and following is teaching.